Coach, a 6-1 win over Bridgewater, advancing to the Softball World Series. What was that feeling like? What do you remember about your emotions, knowing that not only was it the first time in DePaul softball history that you were advancing to the Softball World Series, but also to represent the SCAC as the first school to advance to that World Series? And what did that accomplishment mean to you?
Oh, it was so thrilling, but as it was happening, I'm not so sure it was hitting my brain or the girls. There's a very short turnaround in Division III, regional to nationals, and it was work mode. And it was not until later, when the summer, about the middle of the summer, where we all kind of breathed, and I did a lot of talking with the girls on the phone, did we all really grasp what an amazing special thing we did for the university, the SCAC, and even the girls and their families. These families have devoted a lot of energy and time into the skill development of their daughters. So at that point, it was, oh my, I have all these seniors and they're going to miss graduation. I probably have to call somebody. So it was definitely work mode. And one cute story or stressful story that happened, one of our seniors was the first to graduate a college in her family from college, and she didn't know if she was going to be able to miss graduation. And I supported that. I said, hey, this is your decision. You're an adult. You've made great decisions to get here. You're an amazing player. It was our starting third baseman, Jessica Bolt. I was instrumental in our play. And I said, this is a decision you make. And it took a couple hours, but by the time the bus got back to DePaul, the seniors had sat down, had a meeting, and said, hey, we're all in this. We all spent a lot of energy and time in 4 years, and we're all going to go. And what was neat, the rest of the team knew that that was an amazing decision to forfeit their walking ceremony, graduation ceremony, and they wound up getting together and running the first ever, and they call it mockuation, but a graduation in Salem, Virginia. And they did an outstanding job honoring their seniors. And but so really it wasn't thinking about scouting reports. It wasn't thinking about how we're going to get there. It was thinking more about keeping the team together and one more trip, and did everyone take their finals?
Coach, you had a freshman pitcher at the time in Megan Soltz, who, as I mentioned, posted that 4-0 record at the regional with a .97 ERA. She would go on to win 19 games as a freshman, and then, of course, go on to finish her career as one of the, as the most decorated pitcher in SCAC history and one of the most decorated pitchers in NCAA history, eventually leading the Tigers back to a World Series appearance for the second time her senior year. At the time, did you have any idea that she had the opportunity to be as special of a player as she turned out to be?
Oh, we did. And we did. We knew she was wonderful as a high school senior and her whole year. And then she just blew us away with making good decision after good decision. And then if you remember watching her play, she just turned out to be a workhorse, especially tournament time. You said she was 4-0, and she went on to pitch all our innings in championship play. And it was amazing how Megan kept stepping up. The competition kept getting harder. The teams that we were facing had been there before, had had success, had championships under their belts, and Megan just wanted the ball. And she was so young, and it was impressive. She was just a wonderful asset to the whole program, offensively, defensively. She just did a tremendous amount for our team.
Coach, the Tigers went on, you guys posted a 1-2 record at the Softball World Series, closing out the year with, at the time, what was a record for wins at 37-7. You were named co-SCAC Coach of the Year. What did that honor mean to you?
It was a great year. year. To me, I don't know, the honors are very special. It's great to see peers put you in places like this, but what was most important to me was how that team, those seniors just invested they were seniors in high school that graduated in class in 2007. They chose to come to DePaul when we were just down and there was really no indication of anything positive was going to happen, and they just worked to death. And to see that over 4 years and be able to celebrate their last day of softball, be graduation day, and on top of the world, that was just so rewarding to know, okay, this program is going right. These decisions we're making, very hard, very expensive, very emotional. They're worth it. They're headed in the right direction. So that's what that whole thing meant, is this is working.
Coach, Rachel Gill was named SCAC Player of the Year that season as a sophomore. Gill obviously would go out and close out her career as an All-American, the all-time leader in hits in conference history. Like Soltz, how does a player like Gill help to build a program that you guys have established at DePaul?
Here she is, a sophomore, behind the plate, directing our defense. Every pitch is Rachel Gill's decision. She called her own games. The year before, her freshman year, she was a designated hitter, so truly her first year behind that plate, in charge of the ball, taking the team to the College World Series, was big. And then they graduated, class 2007 graduated. We had no seniors the next year, and Rachel Gill and her classmates, Carolyn Bartlett, Lauren Reese, Chelsea Patterson, they had to take the reins and head in that same good direction, and they did a wonderful job, especially being so young. They turned into junior leaders for 2 years, and Rachel and her class are instrumental in not only that success, but then our future successes to carry it on.
Coach, how have you grown as a coach from that run that your team made in 2007?
Oh, goodness. I feel like I've grown in, this would be a good question for my current girls, but I feel like I have a little bit more patience. I'm trying to keep remembering why we do this, where the fun is. I think those earlier years when we made it to the College World Series, and even the next year when we went to the regional championship, things got a little serious too fast, a little hard too fast, and I think my early years, I forgot to infuse fun and remember what's most important to the student-athletes, and that is their experience. So I feel like over the past few years, I've been a little bit more rooted in reminding myself this is fun. To be successful, students need to be enjoying themselves, and you can enjoy yourselves without winning. But they really enjoy themselves when they're excelling. So we've gotten back to keep improving. I enjoy when I'm improving. And as long as everybody is improving and getting better and enjoying themselves, we keep this tradition going.
Coach, as a program, you've established something special in Greencastle, now having led the Tigers to three softball College World Series in the past five seasons. What did that 2007 team do for the program to help establish softball at DePaul?
Oh, they put us on the map. They ignited it, and they said there's some high expectations in Greencastle. They're going to play hard. They're going to play together. They want to win, but they want to be out on the national scene, and they really just set the stage and said, hey, DePaul softball can compete with the East Coast schools and the West Coast schools, Northern schools and Southern schools. So that's the key to start it. And enjoying that, being able to do that and still not winning the SCAC Conference Tournament that year, I think has set the stage to say we might lose but then we'll be back tomorrow. And we do talk about that story and how that we could be that fortunate to have the at-large or the automatic, and there's still tomorrow, so keep playing.
Finally, Coach, just talk about the memories that will stick with you forever, not only, of course, after you beat Bridgewater to advance to the Softball World Series, but just from that entire 2007 season run and the memories that you know you'll never forget.
Oh, well, the number one memory has got to be the graduation ceremony the girls ran, the underclass girls ran for those seniors, because it was just a treasure moment. The other moments, and I really can't key on too many specific ones, but are the smiles. You can get to where you think, God, does everyone have complaints, and wow, this is getting hard, but there were some smiles at that Muskegon Regional and then on in Salem that I don't think I'll ever forget. They could have been after key hits, key runs. I remember Jess Kruger hit a game-winning hit, and I don't know if it was a walk-off. I think we were a visitor. But run score, and she's standing on first, shaking Clyde Spencer's hand, and then just looks at me, and you're thinking, that's it. And I just got goosebumps saying it. So it was those moments that just I will never forget. And I have a picture in my home of that team, and that team will always be very special to me and the program for what they did in 2007.
DePaul University head softball coach Bonnie Skrenta. Coach, congratulations again on being part of the top moment in softball history over the past 20 years in the SCAC, and best of luck as you move forward and continue on in your coaching career.
Thank you very much, Russell.